What is going on? We are live on a Friday for a little Q&A. Ah, see? It's kind of like what is it? Rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
Right? Friday Q&A.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm like a poet and I don't even know it.
Dad jokes all week. I'm sorry.
I hope you guys are here picking up all of this humor. Because this is the real deal right here. This is the prime time stuff. Being here ready to go, right when we come out of the gate, that's when you're going to get the good stuff. You know, the questions, whatever, the engagement, that's fine. But me, unfiltered, off the cuff, ready to just wow you with some dad jokes. That's what we're here for. So guys, if you're here, let us know. Say hello. I hope you click the link so we can see your beautiful chat bubble face so we know who you are and who's talking to us. But let us know you're here. Let us know how your Friday's going and let us know what's going on. And once we see that we're not alone, that we are indeed hopefully in the right group because we're not checking anymore. Once we know that we're good to go, then we will dive face first into your thirst for knowledge, the questions you've asked for us. I'm like, man, I'm ripping this thing. I'm excited about it. You know what, Renee?
The dad jokes.
You appreciate those dad jokes. You appreciate them. Because
there's something in the air lately because this one is just out.
I don't know, man, but at some point in time, I have literally turned into my father. And it's crazy. Like,
he laughed the other day. And I don't, okay, listen, I love his dad, I really do. But he does
watch
this
yourself.
Laugh.
You better watch yourself what you say about my dad.
Where he does this laugh where he laughs on the inhale. Like it's like a breathing in laugh. And he did it the other day. And I was like, oh, where did that come from?
You know, man, and not only that, like I remember growing up with my dad and he was always in like 1980s, 1970s bathing suits. Short shorts, no shirt, walking around doing everything. And that's me. I'm in silkies and no shirt constantly my whole life, walking around the neighborhood.
Striped old man shorts.
Dude, go to Home Depot if I gotta go somewhere in like a raggedy, just whatever, junky shirt. Like, I am my dad. It's so weird. And now I'm telling his jokes. So, whatever. It is what it is. It's a damn good thing. My dad's a damn good man. So if I gotta be anybody, I'm okay being him.
No argument there.
Good evening from someone we don't know. So if you are able to click the little button, the link in the profile, i.amfirst.in/showme. If you're able to click that, we can see who you are. If not, just sign your name at the end.
A little
dash in whomever you are. That way we can say good evening to you properly. Stephanie's here with us. Hello, Stephanie. How are you? But yeah. Guys, we're here. We're here for any questions you have, anything you've got. We have two to tackle from the fam that were posted in the thread. So if you guys have anything else, make sure you put a Q.
This is important.
In front of it. Q. Am I backwards? I can't tell.
I don't know.
Put a Q in front of it so we don't miss it if we got to go back and scroll through it. Val's here. What's going on?
Hey, Val, who we're going to see at the reunion.
Thank you for spending your Friday with us. And thank you for coming to the reunion
with
us.
We're so excited.
We're excited. Y'all, this reunion is shaping up to be crazy. Already out the gate, like it's going to be the biggest reunion we've ever had. So we're very, very excited about it. We're talking a little bit more about the reunion later. Hoping Danielle shows up to get her questions in. Ah! It was my man, Amir.
Click the link. Nice job.
Dude, and I love Amir's photo. Laid back in the pool, rocking. I'm so glad you clicked the bubble, brother, so we could see it's you. Thank you for that. So I don't see anyone here that asks a question, but that's okay. They know how to hit the replay. They know how to get the app on Finn Live and check it out if they want. We're going to dive right into it. That way, if you guys have anything else you want to ask later, we're here for it. So, I say that as Corey comes to say, hey, everybody give some silent claps, some snaps, some love reacts, whatever you can for Corey. That post she did not only was amazing, but like set off a cascade of like awesome positivity. But Corey, awesome job telling that scale what's what and focusing on the things that matter most. You look awesome. Karen.
Validating.
We're working on this. We're working on this lighting thing. I think we have some decent stuff going on, but I got to get this figured out. Like, I don't know if we need some practicals back there, maybe just some backlighting or whatever. But I mean, today I'm kind of happy with it.
It looks good. I was telling Jonathan too, the light is with the light and the camera between those two things, you can see every little detail. So like, look, for anybody that doesn't know, this is Florida. It's humid, and I have little frizzies. So they're just going to stick out because I can't do anything about them.
We'll stand a little bit back. You know, if we stand just a little bit more back.
It blurs them a little.
See, the focus is out. So now it's like, oh, hey, see, but that's not what we're going to do.
No.
We're going to get right in live and up close.
We're back.
And you're going to see us and stunt. The good thing is...
We're real people, sorry.
The good thing is Facebook only streams in 720. So we're seeing it in 4K.
Okay, so it's not quite as fun.
It's not quite as bad. Wow.
Ooh.
Karen, with your eye, this says a lot to me. I will tell you, full transparency with the fam, as always, I've invested a lot of time and spent
a lot.
A couple dollars on the setup we have now. It's funny, like you can kind of go through step by step and find like old videos, like the first videos we've done, and it literally looks like a potato phone shooting through Vaseline, and we're like, hey guys, like, we're live.
It's warm, they're kind of yellowy, like it's not good.
Microphones are weird, and we've tried to kind of develop it over time, and I'm really, really happy with what we have now. I even have a magic pointer that I have to use to change focus on the camera if I want, because anyway.
Toys.
Thank you, Karen, because you have an amazing eye and are awesome with your photography, so this means a lot to me.
Now we need hair and makeup for the lighting.
Right, now I need to not be so damn ugly. If I wasn't so crappy looking, all this light would pay off. Like as soon as we got this new setup, this new camera, this new light, all this stuff, I was like, good God, I'm ugly. I thought this would make me want to, like, you know, start my YouTube channel, film some more videos from a Facebook wall or whatever. I'm like, it makes me want to crawl in a corner. I'm so old and nasty.
He's joking for anybody who's going to go on the self-deprecating talk. Just
before
we get there, he's fine.
I'm old and ugly, but I'll still start a YouTube channel. I don't care about that, man. I don't worry about that. We are who we are. I don't know who's about to catch a flight, but you fly safe.
Yeah.
Don't say anything you're not supposed to. Wear your mask if they ask you to. And I don't even know who you are, but you look fantastic too. Thank you for that. You guys are making me feel good, because I was telling Anne the other day, it's like no one noticed that, like, we had done all these changes, and I'm like, I need somebody to validate my existence right now. Somebody tell me this looks better than like the potato camera, the iPhone, whatever. Please, someone. So you guys,
most of us, Jonathan, like, grew up in graphic design, so he's very particular about the way things look, which, by the way, I don't know if you're here, Ian, but if you are, you got the thumbs up on your spreadsheet capabilities today.
Dude, Ian gets in the thing, and he goes, yeah, man, I use Inspector to figure out your fonts and got your hex code for your colors. And I was like, speaking my language, bro.
Killer.
So, yeah, he did a great job with that. You guys, give some claps.
Yes, we're silent clapping, because if we really clap, you're not going to hear anything except the microphone.
You give some claps for our man Ian, too, for not only did he make a sheet and catalog all our coupon codes or whatever, but I believe 99% of those codes are Ian's work. So he is hustling hard for the fam. He's doing a lot of work for you guys. You know, he's always in the group, willing to help, willing to offer with his own edgy brand of tough love sometimes. But he's always there to help. He's always there to film a video. He's always there to do all these things. And he's always working, man. He's emailing companies, trying to get discounts, trying to hook up the fam, because he believes in what we do and he really wants everybody to win. So, I mean, blown away by the work this guy's put into this family and what he just did today. Because we literally, I just talked about, like, hey, we got to get a list together. And he's like, done. I'm like, oh, God, you're making me look terrible, bro.
It's
making
me look terrible. Though, because things are crazy here always. So that's a help. We suck with the old black beard in the escape room. Who was that? Was Frisbee?
Is this Danielle? You're the one that was going to escape room and is on vacation. So I don't know if it's a different device you're using so we can't see you, but just write a name, or if not, we'll just call you the wrong name. That's okay. But guys, you guys are awesome. Let's dive into this. Speaking of Ian, I haven't seen him here yet, so he will be able to hopefully dive back in and get his answers to his question. And I apologize in advance for everyone not named Ian, who's about to get bored to shit when I dive into this question. So I'm going to try to make this as short as I can. But again, it's some not-so-simple talk about simple sugars. I'm not going to promise. It is Danielle. Yay, thank you for letting us know. I'm not going to promise that I can make this short and sweet, but I'm going to do my best. Ian asks, lock in, guys. Is it true that for some people, eating food from an isolated carb source consisting of primarily simple carbs and not also eating something with fiber or protein in addition can cause a chemical chain in the body by spiking insulin and its accompanying hormones, leading to ravenous hunger drive after the hormones counter the sugar spike in the blood?
Ooh.
Right. And then he apologized immediately for asking such a wordy question or making it so long-winded, but he did want to ask a specific question.
We'll simplify this. It's sort of.
We're going to do the best that we can. And the reason I say the best that we can is there's, first of all, I'm going to get it out of the way. It depends. Right? You knew I had to say it. It depends. On what does it depend on? A lot of things, but primarily what we're looking at is disease process. Do you have one? Two, insulin resistance and or insulin sensitivity. Okay. This is actually a two-parter for me. It's actually way more than a two-parter for me. But we're going to break it into two, and we're gonna dive into it. So I'm going to check here some comments before I get rolling on a tantrum or a tirade, whatever it is. And Ian's not even here to take these butt whoopings that you guys are handing out, because Corey Kelly goes, dude, I'm a fireman. You lost me. And then Will Marie is going to try to pull the nose up on this question and say, Ian is definitely awesome. He is always willing to share his knowledge and experience and goes the extra mile to help out the fam. And then Will Marie says, but I just forgot the question. So Ian, thanks, but thanks, really, thanks.
We'll make it make sense, yeah. I promise.
So what Ian's asking, basically what it boils down to, is if you eat nothing but high glycemic index carbs, simple carbs in isolation, could that potentially, one, spike your insulin, and then two, make you hungry, right? That's the breakdown. So the answer is no, I can't repeat that question. You're just gonna have to get the simple version, and now you know how I feel. Welcome to my life, Corey. So basically what Ian's asking is, if you eat simple sugars, can you spike insulin? Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's supposed to do. Anytime, you know, glucose or any really storage substrate enters the bloodstream, insulin gets spiked. Why? Insulin is a storage hormone. And that lets your cells know to store material. That's how that works. That's the simplest process I can get. Your cells are like vaults or sacks, whatever you want to call them. And if someone doesn't knock on the door with the password, they're not going to open up and store all the good stuff, depending on what the cells are. Insulin is the knock on the door, the hormonal signal that says, hey, got all this free circulating, you know, glucose in the blood. Let's store this shit. Without an insulin spike, you don't store it, and it stays floating around in your blood. Welcome to diabetes. People that are diabetic that don't produce their own insulin, pancreas is messed up, the old islets of Langerhans are no longer functioning. They have to take exogenous insulin to store and regulate their blood sugar, because all that blood sugar floating around causes tons of problems. You don't want a lot of sugar just floating around in your blood. You want the amount that's good for your performance, the amount that you need to control your weight, the amount that you need to replenish glycogen. You want enough. You don't want too much. And the problem is when you have a disease process or you're extremely insulin resistant because maybe it's PCOS, maybe it's morbid obesity, maybe it is diabetes, type 1, type 2. You know, type 2, you're going to take a different medication. And it's just, you still produce insulin, but you're not as receptive to it. Depending on that, we'll gauge this response. So the answer in the simplest terms is yes, if you eat high glycemic index carbohydrates, primarily simple sugars with nothing else, you will get an insulin spike.
Renee asked a good question really quickly. We'll put it up here. What are examples of these carbs he's talking about? If you want to go the highest glycemic you can get, you're talking about things like dextrose powder, waxy maize.
Branched cyclic dextrin.
We use Gatorade powder as part of an intro. You know,
which is still not as simple as it gets. But right. You're talking about one, either sports supplements, or two, table sugar.
Yeah.
Processed white rice. Stuff that, unless you're a jerk, you're not eating in isolation in abundance, right? You're either using it for a very specific reason in a training context, or you're an a-hole. I mean, especially if you're in first in, right? But what Ian's asking is not incorrect or wrong. If you eat isolated carb source consisting primarily of simple carbs, you will rapidly spike your insulin. Carbohydrates are the only macronutrient, I believe, that starts getting digested the second it touches your mouth. We release an enzyme called salivary amylase that starts breaking it down on the way down the pipe, right? It gets digested before it hits the stomach. So simple carbohydrates get absorbed really, 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 really quickly. And when you eat a lot of them and they get absorbed super fast and your insulin spikes, that can have some untoward effects depending on why you're doing it and who you are. Okay, so yes, ingesting these carbs in isolation can spike your insulin. Two, does that lead to ravenous hunger after the hormones counter the sugar spike in the blood? This is where this gets a little muddy. This is where a correlation is not necessarily causation. Hunger, in this context, is more than likely not going to be hormonally driven. Because leptin and ghrelin aren't really going to be, those are your hunger signals. That's not necessarily going to be impacted by this insulin spike in a short term, right? The hunger is probably going to come more than likely from, you're just not full anymore. You ate something, regardless of the caloric impact, that flew straight through your GI and went to your bloodstream almost immediately. So there's nothing sitting in your stomach to keep you full, which is why you're feeling hunger. We need to understand that satiety and fullness, one are two different things. Fullness is a physical sensation with your stomach actually expanding because of the volume inside of it, which when we talk about why we play the volume game and win, is we're eating voluminous, filling foods in order to fill the stomach so we feel full. Satiety, however, is how satisfied you are after a meal for the longer haul. And that's where what Ian alluded to, mixing macronutrients, comes into play. So, hitting the replay. Eating isolated carb sources consisting of primarily simple sugars can spike your insulin. That's the fact. Whether this is good or bad, it depends. Can doing this lead to hunger later? It depends. What's later? What's hunger? This is what we have to look at. And this is where it depends on who you are. Utilizing high glycemic index carbs for an athletic purpose. I'm going to go over one and one only because this does not apply to 99% of us. Let's say you're a CrossFit Games competitor. So if that applies to you, stick it up high. And we'll have a special talk. Let's say you're a CrossFit Games competitor and you hammered a glycolytic workout and you have another workout to do later in the day. That's when you go to your toolkit of high glycemic index carbohydrates you have experience eating, and you would hammer a ton of those carbs in hopes that you can have enough free-floating blood sugar, carbohydrates to start, one, hopefully replenishing a little bit of glycogen. That's a 48-hour process for most people. But have enough energy to get you through the next workout. That's when this would be a good idea. But it's also when you've tried this before to see how you're going to respond to it, to make sure you're not going to get paradoxical hypoglycemia in result to it or anything like that. So that's when this is a good thing. That's when you want to utilize that insulin spike to rapidly uptake all of that sugar into the cells that have just rapidly expended all their glycogen that are going to be primed to soak the sugar up like a sponge in the hopes that you can still perform later. Would this make that individual hungry? Probably not. No. Because one, they're competing, so they're focused. And two, they're going to have their food arranged throughout the rest of the day to make this balanced. And they're going to know how to eat and snack during a competition because they're a high-level athlete. Now, is eating high glycemic index carbs in isolation a great idea if you want to be full? Probably not. And the reason is for everything we've already discussed. Sugar, the simple stuff. I'm impressed.
You got it.
The simple stuff, again, starts getting absorbed the second it hits your lips. Starts getting the bloodstream the second it enters the stomach. If you're eating it in isolation, you're not talking about a voluminous bowl of sugar. You're talking about, you know, tiny amounts of either one pre-absorbed or highly absorbable powders, or you're talking about like a sports drink, or you're talking about like, you know, again, probably the densest stuff would be like, oh man, I'm gonna sit down and eat this bowl of white rice just for fun. You're talking about doing something that's not filling anyway. So yeah, once that gets absorbed in your bloodstream, there's nothing in your stomach to make you feel full.
So you're saying if I'm super hungry, especially in a deficit, but any day, if I'm super hungry, maybe I shouldn't sit down to a bowl of gummy bears or Skittles.
You do you. You do you, but I am probably going to say you're not going to feel full.
Gotcha. Just clarifying. This is something too, so why we talked about this earlier, because when we run, we use some sort of simple sugar carb. Usually I use Lifesavers. Jonathan likes Sour Patch Kids because they're easy, they're quick, they're digested quickly. They don't give you GI upset. They don't give us GI upset, so you gotta find what works for you. But you get enough sugar to keep going. Now, we were talking about being hungry after eating them. Doesn't happen, at least as far as I know, for either one of us while we're running, because our food is spread out the rest of the day. We eat before a mixed meal of some kind, and you eat before or after a mixed meal that's going to take time to digest. So this isn't like we're not telling you don't use these things if you are a runner and you're running long distances. If you're some kind of endurance athlete, your coach should know, by the way, if you are an endurance athlete of any kind and competing in events or doing some large distance of several hours, this is something to let us know because these are good things to work on. But doesn't mean don't do it. It just means maybe don't not eat and then go and run and eat all the carbs. You might find you passed out on the road.
Right. You know, and that's the thing is like, you know, when we're talking about this, like we have carbs before a run or before an event or whatever. You know, when we would run distance, when we were training for half marathons, when we ran half marathons, I will pouch a Lifesaver right here. So it gets absorbed mucosally. But I'm not nearly as concerned with having carbohydrates as much as I am, it gives me something to do, right? It gives me something to think about. I'm not that worried about it. I don't take intras. I don't care much about peri-workout nutrition. Why? Because I'm not an amazing athlete. I'm not on a podium anywhere. I'm not special. I'm not doing anything that warrants this kind of level of whatever. I'm just a dude that, like, you know, barely does anything worth a damn. So I don't need all this special junk. If I decided I'm going to eat all my carbs in one sitting with no meals around me, and it was going to all be, you know, Sour Patch Kids and gummy bears, well, one, I deserve whatever happens to me, and two, I'm not going to feel full, and yeah, there's a great chance I'm going to get a massive sugar crash, and I'm going to feel sleepy. Why? Because caveman brain thinks I just, you know, fought a ton of bees to get honey because sugar's not prevalent in the wild. Ask Ian how much it takes to make syrup. How much effort it makes, so they're going to think I just must have fought my ass off to get a hive of bees. I ate all this honey, so of course I need to sleep so I can absorb all this stuff. That's why these hormonal things work. So it's a solid question that is backed 100% by science. Yeah, man, if you eat a high glycemic index carbs in isolation, you're going to get an insulin spike. So much so that the glycemic index is only useful when you eat in isolation. Because the second you mix a meal, which is what we all should be doing if we're adults, you now slow down that absorption. Because everything now is absorbed at the rate of the slowest item you have, which for most foods is going to be protein. That's going to take the longest to digest, which is why a mixed meal sits better in your stomach than an isolated one. And that's why we say, hey, eat like an adult, man. Throw some green stuff on that plate. Pay the toll. So that's why these things matter. The little thing I wanted to point out, the thing that gives me like the throbbing vein right here, like, oh, you know, is that I personally don't feel in the short term that hunger has much to do with the hormonal response at all, as much as it has to do with gastric transit and emptying and there being nothing literally in your system, which is what those hunger signals kick in, is they tell you like, hey, I haven't felt that stretch reflex in the belly in a while. I'm probably hungry. We should kind of churn that a little bit so this knucklehead goes and eats something. That's basically how that works. Knucklehead. So we missed a couple questions. I think we did give Renee examples of carbs. Will Marie's got some personal experience here. If I eat crappy carbs, I don't know what that word means.
I don't know what it is.
then it makes me what I call fake hunger. Hungry. It's actually real hunger because you've got nothing in your belly and the rumbling is telling you your belly's empty. But I can't explain it well, so I won't try. Don't worry, we got that. But I was also diagnosed with borderline hypoglycemia a while ago, so I'm not sure, again, if that's the reason for me or not. You know, hypoglycemia means low blood sugar, right? Which typically, in the field, means someone took too much insulin and didn't eat enough. That's why their blood sugar is low. So if you're diagnosed with borderline hypoglycemia, talk to your physician, but it sounds like you'd be a prime candidate to consume more carbohydrates so you have a adequate level of blood sugar so the brain doesn't shut off. See, people worry about, when it comes to diabetes, they worry about high blood sugar because that's what they hear about. Like, oh man, my sugar pegged out high. Well, one, DKA, or diabetic ketoacidosis, takes days or weeks to develop. That's somebody who's neglecting themselves. They're literally not taking their medication. Whereas hypoglycemia takes place instantly. Somebody doesn't eat and takes their insulin, whoops, forgot, then they'll tank out and they'll drop. People think the DKA is the, oh man, that guy's got a blood sugar of 800. He's going to die. No, man, that guy's going to be okay in the short-term acute setting. Long-term, yeah, that's where he's going to get peripheral neuropathy and all the organ failure and stuff like that. Hypoglycemia in the short term, that's when your brain doesn't have enough juice and it shuts off. And when your brain shuts off,
that'll kill you.
All kinds of other stuff shuts off. That old lizard brain in the back right there that gets protected, when that thing stops working, things like heart and lungs stop working, right? Which is why running that like no low carb thing for way too long, that's not the best thing in my opinion, because your brain's going to get them carbs from somewhere until it can't. But again, disease processes are specific and everyone needs their physician for that one. Renee says that makes sense.
Oh, good.
Thank you. I'm glad it did, because, man, how do I distill this one down and drill it down to the point where I can give an answer while explaining that for 99% of us here, one, utilizing high glycemic index carbohydrates is silly. We don't need to worry about it. But two, that because it's silly and none of us need to worry about it, this is also a concept we don't need to worry about, because unless you're intentionally trying to do this, you set out to eat these food sources so far away from any protein, fat, mixed meal, fiber, any other thing that's going to slow down digestion, unless you're intentionally trying to do it, you really can't make it happen unless you have a disease process. So again, it's a good question. It's a fun thing to talk about. Fun thing to talk about. But it's not anything that most of us have to worry about. And again, it all kind of goes back to, like we say, your choices have outcomes, right? If you want to be full, you eat filling foods. That's why volume keeps us full, because it literally fills your stomach. You gotta grab my stomach down here. You guys can't see it. I gotta work on that. Right?
Yeah.
No, I did pack my chin. It looked pretty terrible.
All week. It's been like this all week.
You thank me. You thank me for being here all week. I've had a week, damn it. Will Marie says that makes a lot of sense. Hungrier after high glycemic index foods. Yeah, there's no filler there. There's no substance there, right? A 100 calories of gummy bears versus 100 calories of broccoli. They're going to sit different in your belly. The volume game versus the fun game. I use regular gum for hard, speedy runs. There you go. There's sugar. Works for me. Longer, more than 10. I usually go for a nut butter pack. Hey, whatever works for you, I will tell you that you're not fat adapted and you're not going to get any energy from that fat.
It's probably going to sit in your stomach, honestly, while the rest of your run goes on.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we were talking about, like, ultra marathon distances, like, let's say you were doing, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 miles.
And you had solely chosen to adapt to fat during
training. We could talk about fat adaptation.
I mean, maybe, but...
But you're also moving at 70% of your VO2 max if you're utilizing fat as a substrate anyway. So I would say that, if you enjoy it, sweet, I don't think it's necessarily fueling you unless you're going, like, 50, 60 miles, and that's because you're taking fat at the start and it's got hours to digest, because fat takes a very long time to get digested in your bloodstream. That old lipolase lipolysis takes a long time.
Refined sugars,
so take that word crappy food and cut it out, because there is no good or bad food. There's no need to attach morality to food. There are foods that help you hit your goals. There are foods that you feel good eating. There are foods that you don't feel good eating. There are foods that trigger you to not hit your goals. There are no good or bad foods. There are good and bad choices. And who makes those? You. So, nothing crappy about a food. I've never met a healthy food. I've never pulled my sphygmomanometer out, strapped it around refined sugar, and said, "My God, crappy food. Your blood pressure's terrible." Never went over to a chocolate souffle and drew its lab work out and said, "Oh my God, look at your cholesterol, crappy chocolate souffle." There are no good or bad foods. There are no good or bad foods. There are no good or bad foods.
Triggered.
Just making sure. Just making sure everybody knows my stance on that. Just got my COVID shot. I have no clue why. No clue why she's overwhelmed.
Okay.
I'm not touchy-feely, but getting all the feels from this shot. That's a weird side.
You're being reprogrammed.
You want to report that. Yeah, I mean...
Don't repeat that.
Don't
I'm
worry.
Just kidding.
Bill Gates will chime in your ear in a minute, and he'll
I'm
let you know what's
I
going
swear.
On. We have no opinion on vaccines.
No opinion.
We are not virologists. No.
This is why we're all friends. We got you.
Absolutely. So, guys... Any thoughts on simple sugars?
Karen?
Val, you wait. You wait till I see you at the reunion.
Poke the bear, Val. See what happens.
Don't get me started. I'm drinking a Diet Pepsi right now.
Will Marie, side point on the fact that you feel hungry, or you may have been what they called borderline hypoglycemic, which was at that particular moment. So I don't know what that's in reference to long term. But if you really are running for that many miles, for that long, and you choose not to eat a mixed meal beforehand or not close enough beforehand, and you're choosing to stop eating carbs at like mile 10 and now you're eating fats and you're still going, that could make you hypoglycemic. Because if that fat sits in your stomach and doesn't digest, because what happens when you run? Your GI shuts down. It stops moving. Because that's not the priority. The priority is you're running and it thinks it's dying or you're being chased by something.
Parasympathetic versus sympathetic nervous system. The four Fs.
So that could definitely give you like a little, I'm starving hypoglycemia because I have no more sugar and you're still running.
You shunt that blood away from your digestive system. Your digestive system no longer digests. That's why athletes got to do athlete things, and they gotta practice how they train. They gotta train for this stuff, and they gotta find that right combination of stuff that works for them. So, I think we're ready to move on from not so simple talk about simple sugars.
Copy.
Agreed? Okay, cool. We're not gonna wait for the lag. The next question we have is a little bit more fun. At least I'm going to have a little more fun, I think. Hopefully you guys do, too. Family reunion, What are we eating? Now, fun. This is awesome. Danielle was here earlier. I don't know if she's still here or not. I know she's vacaying, hitting the beach with my man, Kevin.
And the escape room, which sounds like it didn't go well.
A man after my own heart, sitting on the beach with literally towel over legs, long sleeve on, mask, hat, shirt over his face.
Oh, he's like the ninja right there. Oh, yeah.
That's me. They actually, in Task Force 3, they called me the USAR Ninja because no matter what the temperature was, we're out in July and August doing trench. Your boy's got his long sleeve on. He's got his gloves on. Yeah. I had a buff around my neck. Then I had a bandana ascot around to get that little gap, because when you have traps, the buff doesn't sit right. And then I had the sunglasses. I had a boonie hat underneath my task force helmet. So I was covered up.
It was
covered
a hot
up.
Mess. I want to hit Will Marie's comment, and then Danielle's still here, so we'll answer your question in just a second. It's a nut butter pack, okay, with salt and honey. So this is a mixed food
source
pack.
This is a mixed food.
And you are getting carbs and you are getting some salt. So there you go. So that answers that one.
But it's still...
it's still going to be weird digesting, but...
if it works for you, great. Are there things, depending on your mileage, that may work better? Are there times when you want to have this on board, depending on your activity? Yeah. But what it sounds like to me is... it's not impacting you negatively when you choose to engage in this activity, meaning it's the right fit for you. And that's cool.
Yeah.
We don't need to fix what isn't broken. But the good thing is that's mixed. It's got some salt, it's got some honey. The fat is going to slow down that absorption of that honey, which again could render it kind of useless. You're not really going to absorb it till like an hour or two after the run. Mm-hmm. But it's working for you, so no big deal.
Yeah, you feel good. Go on with it.
And you know what? Anytime you need that reminder that there are no crappy foods, just hear me in your brain. Because that's a big thing, man. We attach morality to food. And the people that, in my opinion, are the biggest champions and advocates of this good food, bad food crap are the people that, one, want to sell you some snake oil, multi-level marketing bullshit, or two, are the ones that are not getting a single damn result, and they find the next magic food they think is going to bring them to the promised land when they really need just control them damn calories. Yeah. But they'll do anything they can to avoid doing the work that actually will deliver results.
Oh, I didn't want to get the shot. Yeah, sometimes we got to do what we got to do, though.
That's it, man.
I told Jonathan, if we want to go on cruises or go on an airline again, coming into, like, next year, we're probably going to have to get the shot.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Cruise dependent.
All I got to say is a cruise. So, Danielle, you're still here. Let's do it, fam.
Food.
Danielle goes, what foods are included in the reunion trip? So, I know if I need to bring anything else. I know. Super early. But I got to plan for foods, kiddos, and pets. That's how I roll to function properly. Fair and enough. That is why you win. Because failing to plan is planning to fail.
That old nugget.
That old chestnut.
There it is. Dad jokes?
No, that's a Dale Carnegie.
Oh, no.
And that's a good dance right there. That's all the kids are doing. No? I don't know what the kids are doing. I don't TikTok. I ain't got enough time for that. Thank Although I do Clubhouse. Apparently, as of yesterday, your boy is Clubhouse official. First time talking on it. Moderator got added. I'm moderating now. Woo, I'm big deal.
Listen, y'all Danielle, you're on vacation. We're going to answer your question.
Y'all can catch me at the club.
Foods for the reunion. This is for everybody else who's in here if Jonathan would stop distracting from it. Let's not take up any more of their vacation time.
Karen's right. We look good.
Foods for reunion. So, when you guys sign up, pay for the reunion, when you come down, we will cover all of your food for the whole weekend. Usually it's minus one meal because on Saturdays we try to go and have lunch somewhere and meet up with local family who couldn't come for the whole weekend. So we usually go to a poke spot. No telling where we're going to go. We'll figure it out. But we'll usually go out for lunch. So the rest of the meals, we are there Thursday night. If you guys come in Thursday night, there'll be food there Thursday night, all of Friday, all of Saturday, and breakfast on Sunday because checkout, I think, is at 11. So
that's breakfast, lunch, dinners, and some snack stuff, depending on what your deal is.
Yeah. We normally bring waffle makers. Amy's coming too, Coach Amy, so we'll have like 6 waffle makers. It'll be
air fryers.
Yep, air fryers. We bring all that stuff. Jonathan's trying to break the desk.
Damn shelf, man. Gets me every time. It's new.
We will bring some snack foods to have. But if you want things like your own protein powder, because we will usually bring a few tubs of Dimetize Elite XT, if you want your own protein powders or protein bars specific to you, if you have food allergies and you need specific food sources, that's something that you want to bring. We try to accommodate that, and I'm going to be contacting everybody who's coming ahead of time, and I'm going to say, hey, what are your favorite foods? What are you allergic to? What would you like to have on any given day at the reunion so that we can plan for that, and we'll start planning meals out. Once we do that, I will let you all know exactly what we're going to eat. That way you can plan. And there's a lot of planning going on when we get there. So when you come in the house, the food will be everywhere. And I'm happy to tell you where it is, what it is. I'll pull out packages. We can scan it all together. We'll get it all set up. So you don't have to worry about planning your days while you're there ahead of time if you don't want to. Your travel day I would plan, but outside of that, we'll help you take care of the rest.
So yeah, if there's anything specific you like or dislike or whatever, let us know. If you're like a super pain in the ass, bring your meals, man. We're going to do the best we can, but it's looking like we're going to have a really awesome group, like a really large group, probably the biggest we've ever had. And we're going to have to take care of all that. So what we will absolutely do is make sure that we've got everything covered. We'll let you know what it is. If there's something like I can't eat that, or I'm allergic to this, we'll make sure there's options. Coach Amy basically doesn't eat anything but chicken, so we make sure we have tons of chicken and everything ketchup. Can be made with chicken. We're having steak and potato. Nope, one of us having chicken and potato. So we'll make sure there's options there.
Yeah, we normally do things that are that are easy. So sometimes it's burgers or grilled chicken sandwiches. We do tacos. We do pizzas. Breakfasts are waffles or pancakes. We'll have all kinds of eggs you can use, cheese, stuff like that. So that's usually what we do.
So like I said, and like Ann said, if there's anything specific that you love, if you have the specific brand of whatever it is, man, Greek yogurt, you don't like whatever's BOGO, you like Magic Nordic Thunder Siggy whatever, and you can't be bothered to eat, you know, Oikos, well, then, you know what, bring your stuff, you pain in the ass. If you're super, like, you know, laid back, relaxed, that's fine. Every time we do this, we learn something. So it's not like we are, like, professional event planners. You know, one thing we learned last time was, like, oh, man, we need more isolated carb sources. We need more isolated extra this and that. So, you know, we learn every time to, like, tweak it and get a little bit better. But at the same time, we're not pro caterers.
There's just too many people to control all the variables.
Yeah, so if you know you are a pain in the butt, and you know if you are, you may want to have some extra packs. You may want to let us know, like, what those needs are. But we've never had an issue in the three of these that we've done.
No, and we use Instacart, and the stores are close. So
yeah,
we can,
that's why we
picked
the area
things.
We pick, yeah. And there'll be options to go to. I mean, if you're that big of a pain in the butt, call Uber. You know, get your butt to the store. But yeah, no, we're pretty laid back. And like Ian said, he said we went out of our way to take care of everybody, and Ann does. We do everything we can.
Always.
So we got a good amount of time now to plan menus. We've got a good amount of people that have confirmed and registered, so we know what we're looking at. Hopefully it keeps coming in and we can get like the sickest like 20 bedroom mega mansion and just have a party. You know, but yeah, we're gonna plan on it. So we got some questions here. Danielle, we cannot do this.
Well, that would be a
Hot mess because there's too many people. We can talk about how we make lasagna and we can show you how it would work, yeah. But I don't think there's a kitchen big enough to make that many pans of lasagna.
I just don't, and I don't think there's enough hours to prep it, make it, cook it. Yeah, that would be
super easy if we could show you how to do it. It's really easy. Man, if only someone had a video that they spent hours on that wasn't them wearing a shirt of a company that we won't mention, then I could share it for you, but I can't yet, and I can't figure out a way to black it out. But maybe it's time to make lasagna video 2.0 since I already have a script for it. But we could definitely, you know, and these are things that we can do if anybody wants anything specific to, like, go over any details or whatever. We can have, like, a little... Here's how you make lasagna clinic without actually making lasagna.
Yeah, we'll sit down, talk about it, show you whatever.
It's pretty simple. If you can make a sandwich, you can make a lasagna. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. It's kind of very, very similar to that. Hey, imagine this. Imagine Ian, hold on. Ian got distracted. You missed your question. You're going to have fun on the replay, I promise. I mean, dude, if you want to pay extra... If you want to pay extra, I mean, you know, you might get you a little home cooking from Ann.
Listen, I will help you plan your days, and I will cook you whatever you like. It's fine. That's what I'm there for.
Yeah, we try to make sure. I mean, you're more than welcome to come help, you know, if you want. But we try to kind of take care of all this stuff and get it all organized with you. Yeah, I hear you. You know, man, trying new things is great. What I figure everyone should do is there's a scale, a sliding scale in the family. You've got people that are planners, and you've got people that are problem solvers. We lie heavily on the planning scale because the last thing I want is more problems. However, everyone in this family should be able to do both. And what I mean by that is if you're driving down the road and you realize that you left the chicken and rice on the roof and it flew off and you've got to call an audible, you need to be able to feed yourself without having a meltdown. That's being an adult. Adapt and overcome. Two is one, one is none, right? That's the same thing with your plan. If you do not have a backup plan, you don't have a plan. So you need to kind of have these ideas on what I can do. What's protein? Where can I get it from? What's carbs? Where can I get it at? Every label, every meal, everything, every whatever will be there. And we're making our meals work. All the coaches are making their meals work. All the family are making their meals work. There will be zero reason you can't make your meals work unless you don't tell us you won't eat any of the food we eat. Oh man, there's no way I'm gonna eat burgers or tacos or fries or Greek yogurt bark or anything like this.
But this is why we ask you guys, what foods do you like? What do you normally eat? What do you not eat? You know, we'll talk about it. Don't worry about it.
So yeah, don't stress, whatever. We'll all be doing the thing. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
It's usually like a big breakfast powwow. Like, let's all sit down at the table with some coffee and figure out what we're gonna eat for the day.
You catch up, man. We got you covered. We hit it pretty good. If not, well, you know how to ask again. We'll cover it more.
Karen with the dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
This is why we're friends. This right here. We got all kinds of reasons today. Val says, just kidding. We can cook together. That's the fun part. That is the fun part. It's literally like, it's awesome. It's like being at the firehouse.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you solve the world's problems around that kitchen table. Everybody cooks together. Everybody does this stuff. That's why it's so much fun.
Dude, it's cool. There's people always like people in the kitchen talking, people at the bar talking, on the couch, at the dining room table. There's people everywhere hanging out, cooking food.
We're going to keep it pretty standard. So if anybody has anything they really want to try, you know, when Ann reaches out, when we reach out, throw it and we'll figure it out. But I mean, like things that are like extremely, you know, one, I wouldn't even say time consuming, like logistically a nightmare, like making lasagna for 18
right.
people.
Or like you want homemade chicken Alfredo. Probably not going to go that far.
No, we can give you a jar.
But
give you a jar.
That's we eat jar sauce it. At home.
Yep, that's it. That's what we do. That's how we know how to count it. You know, but I mean, yeah, so it's like if there's anything you want to try or anything, whatever, that's pretty awesome. Experiment with savory oats. I mean, pushing savory oats on like 20 people. If everybody says, yeah, I'm all for it, man. If not, we'll have some options. We'll figure some stuff out.
Bring oats. We usually have bacon, so we can look at like bacon cheesy oats or something. We'll figure it out.
The great thing is we have time. And we have time and an awesome crew.
We plan the food out, sort of. So it's like, hey, we're going to do tacos tonight. Well, maybe you want a breakfast taco. I don't know.
There's some eggs extra.
Maybe you don't even want to eat. Maybe you want to go and eat what we had for lunch because you like that better. Doesn't matter. There's going to be extra food. We don't all eat the same things. All of us eat a little differently. There's different tweaks on everybody's plate. Amy is chicken and green beans all the time. So it doesn't matter. We'll have plenty of food for you to pick and choose what you want. You're not stuck in a menu, stuck with a certain amount. We're going to have plenty of everything.
Just don't eat everything.
If you eat the last of something, let me know so I can order it, because we're not going to get into the details, but one of the reunions that we had with the company that shall not be named, I bought some Greek yogurt because I love it and I use it in everything and I freeze it and it's great. They ate all of the tubs of Greek yogurt because they were eating them an entire tub at a time and failed to mention that.
They were actually, the Greek yogurt was as a sour cream replacement for tacos the next day, but people sat down. Two people in particular that I can't stand, that I wish great harm and or depart this mortal coil.
Yeah.
Ate entire tubs of Greek yogurt, so no one had any. So
they just didn't say anything. Like, just
don't do that.
We will get more. So let me know.
Yeah, man. The amount of scales. That's for sure. Some have definitely been around. Riz says he's got to get his life together so I can attend one of these damn things. Speaking of that, we need to get together and talk about attending something. We have a date for Lakeland. Oh. So we wanted to pick your brain on the old Excalibur as either a meeting spot or a, hey, after we go eat at somewhere like the Joinery, which my man David Zach loves, then cruising to Excalibur for anybody that wants to make it for the axe throwing. So let me know if that works. What is it, the 17th we're thinking?
17th we're thinking, Saturday.
Yeah, whatever that Saturday is, it's the 17th or 18th. We're thinking whatever that Saturday is, I think it's the 17th.
It's the 17th.
Yeah, the 17th of April. So get that life together. Let us know what we got to do to come toss some axes, bro.
Yeah.
We want to hit the spot up in the L-Town. Renee... Yeah, chicken and veggies, man. You know, if you can make it, we can make sure there's chicken and veggies. That's pretty easy.
Especially that smoked chicken. Oh, man. We're still haven't figured out how to get a Rectech there.
We haven't figured that one out.
We need a trailer for that one.
Exactly. You know what we should do is we should get some cupcakes for the reunion.
We're going to talk about taking simple sugar made and making it amazing. It's this girl right here.
Yeah, if y'all need some cupcakes, y'all need to hit your girl up, Karen. She's going to hook you up, man. That candied bacon is my jam.
That'd be a whole lot of candied bacon for that reason.
I'm not saying that.
She'd have to start now.
I'm not saying, but it is what it is, right? It is what it is. We'll see
what we can do.
So, yeah, guys. That's it. If we don't have any more food talk of the reunion, you guys know what time it is. It is time for the free-for-all Friday. No? Well, whatever. Whatever, then.
It gets later, and he gets more and more pumped up, and I just slow down more and more.
We're a mismatch. We're a mismatch on that. But she also wakes up really crappy, too. I mean like really low-key, so... So
that's a good save.
You wake up really low key, and as the night goes on, you get really low key. And I'm just
middle
like,
of the day person.
I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm just ready. I went to jiu-jitsu yesterday, guys. I'll be honest with you guys. I've been having a really crappy week, like a case of the Mondays times every day. Yeah. And it was going to I'm telling Ann, I'm like, I don't know why I feel this way. There's nothing wrong. I got nothing to complain about. Life is awesome, but fuck, everything sucks, right? I mean, you're bad. You know, it's been bad this week. It's been bad lately. And I went to jiu-jitsu last night. Forget it. I'm having a good time. So, you know... On my Clubhouse debut yesterday, I was talking about how important it is Regardless of what the mechanism is, that you find ways to de-stress, that you find ways to take care of yourself, that you make sure you pay yourself first, you do all this stuff. And, you know, man, we all have that thing, or we should have that thing. And for me, it is straight up struggle cuddles. Like if I don't get to try to choke the shit out of one of my friends, if I don't get to try to like fight for my life, throughout the course of the week, I just don't feel good, man. I feel like everything sucks. So man, you know, you just gotta find your out. And I found mine, cause I'm like,
he's good now.
I'm like pumped, man. You know, if I could slide some video games in, forget it, I'm done.
Be a good time.
You know, just go ahead and I'll dig the hole, cause I'm in heaven. You know, so that's it, man. But yeah, I am definitely a little more pumped up than my wife is right now. But whatever, yeah. Step it up.
Karen said she's in.
Get on this level. Yeah, Karen, we're gonna hit that up, man. We're like I said, so far I'm like, wow, this reunion's gonna be legit. We're hoping that a few more people come through with it. They said they're confirmed. They said they're gonna go. We know we're early, but the sooner we confirm, the sooner we can get a bigger house. The sooner we can find what we have to do. The sooner we can get cupcakes ordered. The sooner Ian can beg Rec Tech to drop a grill off at the house.
No, we won't give you a discount, but we'll bring you a grill.
Yeah, it's man, fine. Let us borrow one, dude. We'll post it all over our socials. You're welcome. Perfect. You're welcome, Danielle. We can't wait, man. We're so stoked you guys can come. Not only did the stars align for you guys to make it, because I know Kevin's work schedule is crazy and your schedule's nuts, but it's their anniversary.
Ooh.
It's their anniversary, and they're coming to the reunion. Which is awesome. I thought we were the only people that did that. Like, our wedding anniversary, we had scheduled for a reunion once.
Yeah.
It got canceled, but we were going to be there on our anniversary, our wedding anniversary with you guys. So, yeah, it's the same thing, man. So it's all about family. It's all about the love. Well, guys, if you have anything and you're not too afraid about how pumped up I am, drop it in here right now. We'll answer it. If you got anything you want to talk about, any questions or anything, and if not, we're gonna get on to this night. I'm gonna try to get some game time in, man, so I can have the best day ever, best life, living my best life right now, choking people and video games. So that's all I need to be happy, and I guess Ann too.
Yeah, you know.
I guess Ann's all right.
That little part.
Right.
It's terrible. The things I have to deal with, it's terrible.
Luckiest woman alive. Don't even tell these people these lies. Oh. You're just telling me how blessed you feel. Hashtag blessed.
Totally sounds like me.
I can't even keep a straight face with that one.
All right, guys. We're excited for the reunion. I'm excited.
Super pumped for the reunion. Guys, if you can make it, you want to be there for this one. I got a feeling it's going to be the reunion. It's gonna raise the bar to just, you know, every time we do one of these things, it's awesome. But I got some good feels on this one.
Yeah.
Good feels. But all right then, y'all don't want to talk to us? Nothing you guys want to ask? We're going to go ahead and cut out. Hope you guys have an amazing Friday, an awesome weekend. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for bearing with my craziness. And thank you for doing all you do, and thanks for being first in, guys. We'll talk to you soon. If you need anything, you know where to find us.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Uh-oh. I was waiting. I went to say bye, and he waited.
Ian's going shirtless kilt for the reunion.
Between you and Steve walking around in a towel, you know, there you go.
We do have pictures of you in your modified kilt, your terry cloth kilt from the last reunion. We can pop that one up. Karen, you're awesome. Thanks
we
so much.
You.
Thank you for being awesome. Renee, I hope you have a great night too. Man, Renee too, by the way, shared a banging post today in the group regarding her like 4-year journey and a massive change she's made. So y'all give her the loves too. What is that? The beatniks? The snaps?
Snaps.
Renee, you're amazing. We're so stoked to have you here in the family. Hope you have a great night too. Val, we cannot wait to see you. Your modeling shots in the first in gear were awesome.
The wind blowing through your hair.
Looking incredible. Super vascular forearms. I zoomed in. Trust me, I saw it. Looking great. So thank you. We hope you have a great night. We hope you guys all have an awesome time. If you're watching on the replay, on Finn Live or whatever it is. We hope you had an awesome time too. Have a great weekend, guys. We're out. Take care. Thanks for being first in. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.